Hi everyone, this is Liz from Bodyland, coming to you with another metaphor medicine guided meditation to help you calm your nervous system down and feel more centered and grounded and be able to stay in your body during times that are really scary and stressful. In this method, we are using the superpower of our imagination to import images that we know and are familiar with, and scenes, and basically like CGI ourselves through the portal of our imagination to bring ourselves into an alternative reality, like a surreal reality or a magic realism, where we are implicitly safe and where we belong and where we have all our dignity and respect intact. And by bringing ourselves into that magical reality, our nervous system and body follow us there. And so they get that touchstone of reconnection to those sensations, dignity, safety, and belonging. And sometimes we can even take it a step further to reconnect to awe and wonder and those sensations that we really belong in a beautiful world, even amidst so much chaos and destruction. We don't ever want to ignore the hard feelings, the terrible things that happen, our reaction. We just want to also not turn so cynical that we can't see the mystery and the beauty around us. We want to be able to see both. And sometimes it's too hard to see both, and it's really hard to be present and tune into the natural world around us or feel hopeful or see the positive. And it's really normal that that happens during really difficult times. I think our superpower to getting through those times is to find hope and is to find connection and love and belonging. And we need that with ourselves and with our community, and we need it with the earth too, with the natural world around us and with the sky, the cosmos. And so these are somatic storytelling experiences. I call it metaphor medicine, that help bring you into that dreamy mindset where you can return to a sense of safety and belonging and dignity and sometimes awe and connectivity, because your nervous system will calm down quite a lot if you can take yourself there, and then you are more adept to be in the real world. So this podcast is an archive of these stories. There's over 50 in English. There's 4 so far in Spanish. Just started the Spanish one. So please enjoy it. It's free. It's for everyone. It's on Amazon, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. This is a free resource for you. Please share it widely. So if you are familiar with the way your mind feels when you're dreaming, it's like you can see things in your mind's eye and you can feel them with all your senses, right? You can smell, you can sense, you can taste, you can hear, you can see. So we're going to call on that same skill set, but it's kind of like a live action daydream, or it is kind of like a virtual reality that we're creating in our own mind. So we're going to call on that superpower to craft a virtual reality in our mind that we feel in our body. And we're just going to borrow the metaphor that Chinese medicine uses. That's my background. I've been an acupuncturist, and using somatic therapies for the treatment of trauma through language and storytelling together with acupuncture. I've been working with patients for 20 years, based in Portland, Oregon. So that's my background. So I'm a scholar, I'm a practitioner of Eastern medicine, and pull from those traditions and the way I understand the body. Also really fascinated by other pre-modern medicines and forms of mysticism that are felt and sensed inside of us, and are the ways of knowing that we carry in our bodies and minds. So one of the tenets of Chinese medicine is that the body is an ecosystem. It's like a little planet. It's a world with all the same ingredients that the planet has, with water and wood and earth and soil and insects and trees and oceans, with everything. That parts of our body are metaphors for other parts of the planet. And so each of us is not only an ecosystem that we do have agency to regulate. We're not just passive to our own ecosystem. We can willingly participate in changing it. But that planet that we are, each one of us, is also a habitat. And the more that we can call our body our home, the safer and more grounded that we feel in the present moment. So we're just going to use that idea, and we're just going to imagine being a little camera far off in the sky, flying down towards a planet. Let's say you can see a little green and blue marbly earth, and your little camera is just flying. Maybe you're a little satellite, or you're just something imaginary, really. You're flying towards this green and blue marble. And that green and blue marble is actually your very own body. So you're coming down, down, down. Let's have you break the atmosphere and softly, easefully come through the atmosphere into the planetary sphere of your body. And you're going to see mountains and geographic lines between land and ocean. You're going to see river. Let yourself just kind of whiz somewhere over the planet that you are, your very own body. And then imagine that your little camera is just going to land somewhere in the vicinity of the center of your chest, like where we would put a hand over the heart. So maybe that looks like a mountain or a forest or a jungle or a desert, ocean, river, whatever it looks like. Just let your imagination lead. And so you're just going to land right there on the planet of your body, where you would put your heart, your hand over your heart. And so let that little camera dissolve, and in its place, make a little avatar of yourself, like a little alias, a little thumb-sized hologram of you standing there on the planet of your own body. So you're in your body now, being the planet. And at the same time, you're a little tiny self who's visiting this planet. I mean, you belong there. This is your home. And you're coming at it with this wide-eyed curiosity. So here you are. Imagine you can feel those little tiny feet of yours right on your sternum. And really use those CGI, those virtual reality powers of your imagination to craft the habitat of your chest, whatever it looks like, forest, meadow, mountain. Now remember, you're in charge of this story. We're co-creating it. And we have a rule that we follow, which is that you are always safe in the landscape of your body. Nothing will harm you here. if you start to feel your imagination derailing and taking you into a troublesome situation, it's your job to stop, halt yourself, and say, nope, we are not going there. We are using the powers of our imagination to enhance our sense of safety and belonging. So we are only crafting stories where we are 100% safe and where we belong exactly to this planet, this landscape, this habitat. So we're giving ourselves a reprieve from the lack of safety that we feel in the real world, and we're imagining ourselves in a dreamy reality where we are 100% safe. So as you stand there at the center of your chest, you are 100% completely safe. Your little alias is totally safe. So notice how that helps you shift your posture. Maybe you let go of some tension in your neck and shoulders. Maybe you feel some quiet and spaciousness in your mind. Maybe you feel like your heart rate is settling. See if you can really be in the body of your little tiny avatar. If you can just fully embody that small self and look around the landscape that you've landed in. Notice the plants, the terrain. Feel your feet and that it's firmly planted there, that this mystical thing we call gravity is effortlessly holding you to the planet, almost like an act of love. When we hold somebody, we love them, right? We're caring for them. The planet is holding you through gravity by keeping you here, keeping you from floating away. Imagine you can smell where you are. If you're by a stream, you can smell that minerally water or the sort of mossy algae smell or the mud. If you're in the desert, you can smell the creosote. Maybe you can smell pine, sap. Put yourself in a beautiful place, beautiful, safe place in nature. This place that's right in the center of your sternum. And then as you breathe, notice you are breathing the air. You are breathing the sky. The air and the sky are one and the same. When you breathe, you are taking beautiful little bits of sky right into your body, flooding your body with sky and releasing. And so just imagine this is a cleansing process, almost like a filtration system, your breath. You're bringing in sky, you're bringing in air. You might even imagine the color of the sky coming in, nice blue, whatever shade it is, or a golden if you're in a sunrise or a sunset place. And as you let your breath go, just enjoy that sensation of release. See if you can let tension go along with your exhale. The magic part of breathing is that we have a symbiotic relationship with the plants. So our inhale is like a gift that we receive from the plants, and our exhale is a gift we give them, the way that we exchange carbon dioxide and oxygen. So see if you can tune into that give and take kind of circadian rhythm with the plant or tree that might be near you in your landscape. You might even bring a visual to it, like you can see these ripples going back and forth into the tree or plant, and then coming towards you and into your body, and you can actually visualize that exchange. Or maybe you can just sense it or feel it. Just let yourself breathe like that, exchanging your breath with the trees or the plants around you. And just let yourself be so thankful for that breath from those trees and plants. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the breath. And then sharing your breath back and feeling their gratitude. Thank you for breathing back to me. And just feeling that simpatico exchange. And just let yourself be in your body. Don't let your mind derail it. Try not to think. Try to just feel this exchange with the trees and plants. And while that's still going, that exchange is still going, another part of you can bring your awareness very high above your head, up into the sky, up into the cosmos. It can see your whole planet body. And at the same time, it can see the little tiny you sitting there in the landscape of your sternum, breathing with the trees and the plants. Both of you at once, you can be both of those things. And you can also be that very high perspective. That very high perspective that goes all the way back to outer space where we first started. And just sees the whole thing from this floaty, sparkling darkness. And even from that floating, sparkling darkness, you can feel the exchange of breath between your small self and the trees or plants. And you can feel the presence of your tiny little self there on the planet of your body. You can feel all of them, even from that distance. And we're just going to remind you that right here, in this moment, you are safe. Right here in this moment, you are loved. Right here in this moment, you belong. You belong to your own body and mind and spirit. You belong to your family, your friends, your community, your pets. You belong to this world. You are held. You are held by the earth. You are held by the cosmos. You are a very special, treasured, cherished person. And your heart is beating. And your breath is moving. And all you have to do is just stop sometimes and feel it. And then look around you at what is feeding your heart, what exchanges you have with your heart and your soul, and just express your appreciation and gratitude and thanks. And then feel the gratitude and thanks coming from outside, and just let it come right into your body and heart, right into every cell in your body. Just like that breath, like that exchange with the trees and plants. Just breathing gratitude and thankfulness in and out and in and out. And you are safe and you are loved and you deserve rest. And right now, it's time to rest.